Home health providers are unhappy with Medicare's planned rate cut. A study finds Medicare could save a lot of money if it bought generic drugs through Mark Cuban's New Pharmacy. And Walgreens launches its new clinical trial business. It's all coming up on today's episode of GIST Healthcare Daily. It's Wednesday, June 22nd, and I'm Alex Olgan with GIST Healthcare Daily, where you get the headlines and health business and policy news in about 10 minutes. If you like the podcast, please leave us a rating or a review. It helps other listeners find the show.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
A new study published in the Annals of Internal Medicine finds that if Medicare had purchased dozens of common generic drugs at Mark Cuban's Cost Plus Pharmacy in 2020, it would have saved $3.6 billion. That translates to about a third of the $9.6 billion Medicare spent on generic drugs that year. This past January, Dallas Mavericks owner and billionaire Cuban launched the generic drug company with a transparency pitch. The company cuts out the pharmacy benefit managers and negotiates directly with manufacturers. It sells drugs at a 15% markup, plus flat shipping and pharmacy labor fees. Researchers at Harvard Medical School and Brigham and Women's Hospital analyzed costs for 89 of the 109 generic medications offered through Medicare Part D plans. They found that if Medicare bought 77 of the drugs offered in the largest supply increment of 90 days, it would have saved billions since Cuban's company's prices are so much lower. One example, Mark Cuban's pharmacy sells omeprazole, a common drug for acid reflux, for 19 cents per pill. Medicare paid 9 times as much for the same pill in 2020. This isn't the first analysis to find that Medicare is overpaying for generic drugs, as it's unable to negotiate drug prices under current law. An analysis last year found that Costco can offer lower consumer prices for generics without insurance half the time. The fact that both Costco and Cuban's Pharmacy, which both don't take insurance, can offer lower-priced generics direct to consumer is yet another indictment on how the current widespread use of opaque pricing and rebate models cause health plans and consumers to overpay for medications. The Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services is proposing an overall 4.2% reduction in reimbursement to home health agencies, which would result in about $810 million in cuts next year. Over the last few years, CMS has overhauled how it pays for home health, moving from a fee-for-service-based model to a per-patient model. And the proposed cuts for 2023 are based on its assumption that home health agencies will change their coding practices to maximize reimbursement under the per-patient payment model. The National Association for Home Care and Hospice, or NAHCH, told media outlets, with rising costs for transportation and staff, these cuts could destabilize the home health industry. While the entire healthcare industry has had a hard time recruiting staff in this hyper-competitive labor market, nursing homes and home health agencies have been among the hardest hit. Although aggregated data on post-acute labor shortages are hard to come by, the NAHCH told Kaiser Health News earlier this year that some agencies are rejecting as many as 40% of patient referrals for care because they're too short-staffed. Demand for home health is only projected to increase as the baby boomer generation ages. Last week, Walgreens announced the launch of its clinical trials business. The company plans to leverage its vast retail footprint of 9,000 stores, care delivery assets, and pharmacy businesses to connect patients with late-stage trials both in person, at home, or virtually. Walgreens told Modern Healthcare it plans to launch its first trial by the end of the year. Initial locations for trials will be in Austin, Texas, San Francisco, and Los Angeles. Walgreens is partnering with health data company Pluto Health, which aggregates patient information across medical records, insurance claims, and other sources. The plan is to use Pluto's databases to match patients with trials. This announcement comes about a year after Walgreens competitor CVS announced its clinical trials business. Earlier this year, CVS announced it struck a partnership with Medable, a decentralized clinical trial software company, to incorporate its software into MinuteClinics in order to help reach more patients for late-stage clinical trials. The decentralized clinical trial business has been growing since the pandemic spurred a rapid switch to remote patient trial participation. Retail pharmacies are uniquely well-positioned, with large amounts of patient data and vast retail footprints, to engage patients who previously haven't had access to clinical trials. The entrance of both Walgreens and CVS into the clinical trials market could be beneficial to patients who may want to participate in clinical trials but don't live near a major academic medical center. Taking a look at healthcare stocks, the Supreme Court ruled against DaVita, finding an employer health plan's low reimbursement for outpatient dialysis care is in line with Medicare payment rules. Shares of the dialysis giant dropped 15% on Tuesday. Shares of competitor Fresenius fell 8.6%. The overall healthcare sector rose 2.5% on Tuesday. Thanks for listening to GIST Healthcare Daily. I'm Alex Olkin. You can check out more insights on healthcare business and policy news on gisthealthcare.com. GIST Healthcare Daily is an independent production of GIST Healthcare.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.